Paul Olson never imagined being a head coach when he was growing up in a small town in Minnesota. He played high school football and knew nothing about track and cross country.
One of the assistant coaches was the head track coach. And he said, gee, you ought to come out for track. And so I did. I can remember he said, you'd go be a good quarter miler. And I said, how far is that? I didn't even know what that meant.
He immediately fell in love with track, and for the rest of high school and college, he competed in both football and track. When he graduated from Luther College, a friend suggested he apply for the assistant track coach position at Augustana.
When I interviewed here, I said my goal is to be a football coach and track, both, and to be able to not cross country after a while. And the athletic director said, we can do that. Let's just get this cross country program. They had it, but it wasn't really energized. And get this thing going. Well, one day of cross-country coaching made me say, this is what I want to do.
After 2 years, Olson became the head track and cross-country coach. At that point, he decided to learn all he could to improve his skills, and his philosophy changed to emphasize mental and emotional strength.
Way more important is doing what it takes to help athletes see the positive, keep the negatives that come battering at our door all the time at bay, to help kind of navigate the college experience.
One of Coach Olson's most significant memories is from the civil rights movement.
I watched a couple of black young men weep 50 years ago today when Martin Luther King was shot. He's assassinated, and I'm this white guy from Minnesota, and I thought, wow. I mean, I've always kind of been fair and haven't stereotyped, I think, but I was awakened into a whole new racial justice consciousness to watch young men weep when Martin Luther King was killed.
Moments like this helped form Olson's understanding of personal development. He started using quotes on team t-shirts to keep students on track.
Celebration of life, inspiration is contagious, and the other one is the goal is the journey. So if you can be an All-American and you're good enough to do that, then that's a goal. But the journey to get there is what everybody remembers.
The quotes are posted in his office and around the locker room. Relationships with students are a big part of the job he will miss. But now, the Augustana coach plans to concentrate on his next journey, which will include being a part-time professor.
I get up in the morning and I can't wait to get to work. I know that when I get up in the morning next year, can't wait to get going on some project, and part of that might just go see my grandkids too.
Over his 52-year tenure, Olson has collected many stories, and he plans to write a book.
I'm Mike Paletto.